I now have no food restrictions at all. I don't have Hashimoto's anymore. I don't have rheumatoid arthritis anymore. I don't have celiac anymore. All these things that are gonna probably trigger, you know, potentially trigger some people, but they're gone. They're like, are you doing the tests and are you doing the scopes and how do you know? And I'm like, I did all of it. It's not there. I don't, my antibodies on a thyroid test are zero. Like they're completely gone. And they used to be in the many, 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 many thousands.
Welcome to the Paris Hodges Podcast, a space for conversations rooted in curiosity of these divinely created bodies we've been given and this human experience as a whole. This is a space where we will explore all the complexity and nuance of existing on this spinning rock, while I share story and dialogue with some individuals I consider to be great investigators of our bodies, many of which have had profound impact on my journey and understandings. I'm grateful you are here. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to the Paris Hodges Podcast. Today, I am joined by a dear friend, Ashley Rowland. Ashley and I met through the interwebs, if that's really something we can say these days. And then we were actually in the Root Cause Protocol together in July of 2021, where I got to know Ashley even more and really witness her brilliance, as well as her approach to both remembering and experiencing the restorative nature of the human body, and especially that of a woman's body. Ashley shares in this interview, originally recorded August 1st of 2023, about her journey of overcoming many infertility, quote-unquote, issues, as well as celiac disease and the way in which it impacted my willingness to try to integrate sourdough, and then which now I can actually consume regular flour. Ashley also shares a bit in this interview during that time period, her family was traversing the waters of a health crisis that her son had experienced. And this was in the early days of Ashley finding out that she was going to be gifting life back into the world for a second time. At the end of this interview, you'll hear a bit too about Ashley's Bare Naked Hormones course, which she has running as a deal right now in celebration of Ashley's birthday. You will find a link below in the show notes where you can find Bare Naked Hormones. I highly recommend it if you are a woman who is seeking more information about the way in which you were divinely created to exist. I hope you enjoy, and yeah, let's dive in. Beautiful. Hi, Ashley. It's so great
Hello.
To hear from you.
Thank you for having me.
It's been just about a year since we've had a conversation.
Yes. And a lot has happened in a year for both of us, so it feels like way longer.
It has, but I'm really excited to share you with my audience and like to hear some of what you've been walking through for the past like year and, you know, all of your life that's led you to this moment. And so if you'd like to open up with sharing a little bit, because I'm not sure how many of my listeners are, you know, acquainted with you.
Yeah. So I'm Ashley. Paris and I met through our RCP group, which is really awesome. So we're both, you know, trying to expand our knowledge on cellular healing, energy, basically the cellular health, which is amazing. All that good juicy biology and all that goodness. So I am 27 now, and I'm a mom and I'm pregnant, but that was not my story. Even 4 years ago. So I lived a standard American lifestyle. Like none of this information, you know, was given to me as a child or was something that I was raised with. I was raised very standard American diet and lifestyle, fully vaccinated, vaccine damaged, living off Pepto-Bismol and NyQuil and Tostino's pizza, Nesquik strawberry milk, Gushers, you know, like all the good stuff. And very quickly became ill. Like I was really sick as a kid always. Like people would say I was healthy, but when I look back at symptoms, like constant stomach aches, asthma, joint issues as a child, like that's not normal. And then when I was a teenager and you have, you know, the changes with your hormones, so a menstrual cycle onset and the pain and the intensity that came with that and my complete lack and misunderstanding of my body. I had no idea what was going on or how to shepherd that in or nurture my body or give it what it needed. It was just like told to me that this is something that sucks and it happens and once a month it's going to be horrible. And so then I went on birth control to suppress it and, you know, did like what a lot of women do. And then when I was 16, was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when I was a teenager. And then celiac and Hashimoto's, later down the road, PCOS, Oscoglossal's, bone spurs, bursitis. I mean, like it was just my body trying to communicate with me, but I had no idea how to listen to it. And so when I was 18, I moved to Hawaii to nanny for a family and they ate like all organic. And I thought it was so weird and disgusting. And they were like trying to make me eat seaweed. And I thought it was the worst thing ever. But in that month of just eating how they ate, all my symptoms went away, like literally in a month time. And a lot of doctors like didn't believe this. So I had 3 bone spurs on my hip that were cutting into my bursa sac and they were like shaped like shark teeth. They were just really sharp triangles. And they're like, you're going to have these surgically removed. And I said, no. So I would decline the allopathic medicine, but I didn't know anything about the holistic side. So I was just in this place of like denial, but I'm not going to accept help from anyone. And I didn't know there was an alternative route. So in Hawaii, being by all that iodine and all the minerals coming off the ocean and eating well, in just a month, those bone spurs dissolved. So I went back home to Alaska and they did the re-scan on my hip and I remember them like yelling at me as a teenager, like, why did you not get them done here? Why did you go somewhere else and get them done? Like they thought that I had them removed. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. Like I just ate seaweed by the ocean. And so, yeah, I was able to learn a little bit about my body in that month and then move back to Alaska, not believing that diet really had that big of an impact. And so I started eating some of the things that I had eaten as a child again, and immediately symptoms came back on. And that was like my black and white. I'm a very black and white person generally. And that was my black and white. Like from that moment at 18 years old, so almost 10 years ago, I completely changed my lifestyle because I had a very quick and deep understanding that our bodies are not meant to be, dysfunctional and imbalanced and in pain and suppressed with medications or whatever else. And so, you know, kind of then jumped into that, dealt with some orthorexia in there, all the restrictive dieting that came with that. And I still was allergic. I was down to like maybe 7 foods I could eat. But it's because I was so obsessed with how I'd felt in Hawaii that I was like chasing, how do I feel that way again? But I missed like a huge component that in Hawaii, I had no knowledge of anything. And I was just almost like a child with like a childlike faith, like we were talking about before we hit record, and just like awe of, wow, I don't know anything. I don't even know what a calorie is at this point, but I feel good and I like it. But then as I learned more and then I became obsessive and stressed over it, my health declined again. And so me and my husband dealt with infertility for 4 years. And then even when I was quote unquote doing everything right, I was diagnosed with PCOS. I had cysts that were rupturing on my ovaries. I was passing out. I was having really high antibodies with the Hashimoto's. Like, what is going on? If I'm doing everything right, this doesn't make sense. Like all the way down to the clothes I was wearing were organic. My mattress was organic. Like there was really no toxicity in my life, but I knew nothing about minerals at that point. And so that's when I was introduced to the RCP from a friend of mine, Dr. Leland Stillman. He's like, okay, this is what you've got to try. I expect a pregnancy, like I'm pregnant by the summer. And so I did the RCP for 2 months and got pregnant with my little boy. And so all the cysts in that short period of time, I had done like a transvaginal ultrasound and they had all dissolved and I got pregnant. And I got healthier as I was pregnant and I now have no food restrictions at all. I don't have Hashimoto's anymore. I don't have rheumatoid arthritis anymore. I don't have celiac anymore. All these things that are going to probably potentially trigger some people, but they're gone. They're like, are you doing the tests and are you doing the scopes and how do you know? And I'm like, I did all of it. It's not there. I don't, my antibodies on a thyroid test are zero. Like they're completely gone. And they used to be in the many, 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 many thousands. So just through simplifying, which is really challenging for people, understanding the importance of Christ in our journey and just reverence and all of that good stuff is also important. And that's what I had to learn to actually finally heal. It wasn't, yes, the food matters. Yes, the drinking water matters. All of that matters. But if you're doing all of that and you're not focusing on yourselves and you're not focusing on traumas and you're not focusing on the spiritual and emotional side of things, something's going to be missing. You're always going to feel like you're short of maybe where you want to be in your health journey. And so I'm not perfect. I'm not like in a perfect place and I never will be because we're here on earth, but now I'm pregnant again. And so that was a big testament even to myself after all these years of unlearning and convincing myself that I'm not broken. I'm not sick. I still sometimes would think like, maybe it was just coincidence that I got pregnant with my first but now I'm pregnant again. And it's just really wonderful to truly be well, like with simplicity at the base of that wellness.
I so love this. I love what you wrote on Instagram. Well, there we go. I love what you wrote on Instagram also about what really landed for you in like coming to find out that you were stewarding life again and like through your body and that you weren't broken. And I think that it's so beautiful. There's a prayer that we say in recovery, the third step prayer. And one of the things that we ask is relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always. And what I loved about that part that I know you've like walked and been such a testimony for me, who was, I was diagnosed as celiac also like 12 years ago. And I know you had started talking about how you were able to eat sourdough and I had been really afraid to like add any sort of wheat products back like in, because, you know, a lot of what people are told from the allopathic and Western world is you've now received like diagnosis, like it's a death sentence, right? Like you're always going to be like this. And I was having conversations this weekend because I was at an Alcoholics Anonymous retreat and with a bunch of women, and people were asking me about like, because I wasn't eating, I don't eat a lot of standard like flour products. Like I'm obviously a little bit more intentional about my choices around what I'm ingesting. However, the question came up about the celiac, because I've shared that I can eat sourdough now, because like in seeing that you were doing it, I was like, okay, I'm going to try. I met with Megan Mugg down in Long Beach where she is, like back in January. And we had gone to this bakery that does long fermented sourdough. And so that was my first try and it was totally fine. And that's the victory over them, right? Like we get to bear like be a witness for other people to the power of restoration that exists inside of our bodies. And it's like such a beautiful gift when we can actually meet that reverence, like you were speaking to, of the like coming into a deeper embodied sense of how we were created, like to exist, like inside of our bodies. Like that to me is the really like beautiful thing, that so much of how the body works is like written biblically. Like also like the heat of the spirit that helps keep away anything like else is literally our basal body temperatures.
Oh, I love that.
It's my favorite thing in the entire world is like,
it is. Yeah. The congruencies that are not coincidental, you know, like you can't separate them. It's the design.
Yeah. So beautiful. And I know you've been walking through a lot of this within the last like year and stuff too, of, you know, continuing to like really be met with and to see and rather experience the miraculous healing of the body.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'll tell a little bit about my little boy and just like when we're younger and we haven't had like so much of the world to convince us of brokenness or depravity or, you know, whatever, like my little boy was recently attacked by a rooster, and it was like it was a very serious injury. And prognosis was prosthetic eye.
Go see your daddy.
Prognosis was prosthetic eye, most likely. If the eye was saved, like if the retina wasn't damaged, four surgeries to eyesight, but you know, it was not hopeful. It was not looking up, and it was bad news, bad news, bad news. Like it never was good. And so we were transferred to several specialists, and then he did have to get a surgery that night on his eye, and the retina was hanging out of his eye and all the inner filling of the eye was hanging out, and there was lacerations in his eyeball and the lens was pushed through the pupil and all of these crazy things. And when we got transferred to Portland, we got to the specialist and his eye had miraculously healed, and it was a true miracle. And before that, my little boy knew that he was healed. He didn't understand why we were driving to Portland, not because he's two, because he's very aware. We made him aware of every single thing we did in the moment. They are so capable of understanding, and people think children aren't. Through every process, through every appointment, through every, you know, protocol that the doctors had to do, they were like, we're going to have to give him nasal Xanax to calm him down. And I'm like, does he look disheveled? Like, he doesn't have a tear coming out of his eye. He's sitting in my lap nursing. If his belligerence that is non-existent impedes your protocols, then we'll discuss what needs to take place. That's not going to happen. And they never had to give him their nasal Xanax. They never had to pin him down to the table. He knew what was going on because we made him aware of it from the very beginning. Your eye got hurt. And now, unfortunately, you know, there's going to be some steps that we have to take, but it's going to help your eye to heal. And nothing that the doctors do is going to hurt you. It may be uncomfortable and it may feel, you know, like you don't want to be there, but we're here. We're going to protect you. We're not going to leave you. We are going to, God gave us you, and we're going to steward this really well. And so he knew exactly what was going on every step of the way. And as we're driving to Portland, as we're walking into the clinics, he's like, why are we here? My eyes healed. Like, I'm feeling better. You know, just true faith, true understanding of his body. And lo and behold, we walk into this office to go schedule his surgery. That was like 100% has to have this surgery. And we get in there and the doctor just, he doesn't know what to say. And we had prayed specifically for humble doctors. And we were given that. God granted us that prayer, because I knew that if we weren't granted that prayer, then his body wouldn't have had a chance to heal. And so they canceled the surgeries. They told us to come in a week for another checkup. They're completely dumbfounded, jaw dropped, didn't even know what to say. Like, they've never sent someone home like that with that intense of a surgery or an injury. And he knew all along that he was fine. Like, I woke him up from his nap and he's like, why are we here, mom? My eyes healed, you know, and me and his dad are wanting to believe that, but we're adults. We've been told different things and things that he's never heard. And so he had true faith and true belief in his body's ability to heal. And so that was just a really big testament to us. And it really strengthened a lot of people's faith. All the people praying for him. Because I just imagine, like, what if we adults had that faith when it came to our health journeys? Like with the celiac thing, I was so afraid to try even the long ferment sourdough. And so I didn't allow myself to eat it until I became at a place of peace, because the body, the brain is powerful, and I would have broken out in a rash or whatever just because of my thoughts. And so until I found peace and truly believed that I was healed, that's when I reintroduced the sourdough and was completely fine and now have it regularly. I used to not even be able to touch bread. Like I couldn't even touch a crumb of wheat in a house. I would break out in hives. So it's like, yeah, I guess my question is, you had said this in our prayer before we started, and it's like, how can we help women to remember their divine creation, like the divine creation of themselves, that they were created by a healing God, by a powerful God, by a God that wrote all the books. Like, everything we know comes from that, but it's been so distorted and he's left out of everything all the time. And it's like, how can we help women to remember how they were created? And I love that it's not like, how can we tell women that they were created this way? Because we don't need to tell them that. They've been told that, but so few remember. Like, so few actually truly know their divine purpose and creation, like from the Creator, and that's to be well, to steward, to nurture. And we can't do those things if we're sick and if we don't believe that we can heal.
Yeah, this is like, oh gosh, this is where I get really excited in the conversation. Because one of the things, just my frame of reference, it always goes back to like the world of recovery, just because it's the thing that I'm closest to. And I, when I first ever walked into any of the rooms, I used to say, hi, I'm Paris, and I'm recovering from the human experience, because I played out that like manifestation of like, trying to seek God in so many different like avenues, outside of just one particular substance abuse or one particular behavior set. And so one of the beautiful things that that I'm like continually offered like through the program is the deeper remembrance of how intentional like everything has been created, that like our path was set out in order for us to be able to meet this particular moment of deeper remembrance of who we were really created to be. And one of the things that I really love, like, I don't know if you know this, but I've learned so much from you even before we walked into the RCP together, because you're a really brilliant educator. And one of the things that we talk about in sponsorship, like in the spaces of recovery, is that you walk hand in hand with somebody until you walk their hand into God's. And that's what I feel like you do a really brilliant job of helping women remember, like, how intelligently their bodies are created from that cellular level, because it's never any one of us who have received this type of education, like being the arbitrators of truth. It's essentially like helping like clear away the cellular debris, so women start to be able to like actually feel themselves from the inside and like trust and know that they were divinely and reverently like created, like very in such a courageous way. In recovery, there's a piece of literature that's written that says why we were chosen. And that's what I think a lot of women end up meeting their cellular expression that's happening in their body with a like, poor me, like, why is this happening to me? I need to fight against this, rather than the, you were brought to this moment to adjust you back to your reverence. I always say that health crises are adjustments back to God. And so in that piece of literature that's written about why we were chosen, those of us who have in particularly like touched those really deep, like shadow expressions of addiction, but says that we walk ourselves to such a moment that we have no other ability to do anything but trust God. And I think that that becomes the really beautiful thing that we're offered in the deeper remembrance of how energy moves from a cellular level, because part of what I think is a misnomer that is often spread throughout the world is the idea that energy is created, right? Like one of the original laws that we're taught when we're even in elementary school is that energy is never created or destroyed. It's just simply transformed. And the more that we remember that we're simply like an actual channel for God to like move energy through, rather than us needing to attempt to hoard his giftings, like, and run off of self-will. Like that's the difference from the actual like physical, like cellular expression to that we end up like creating, in the world around us.
Yeah. I love that. And we talked a little bit about this, you know, before we did the podcast, but when it comes to healing, if you hoard those gifts from God, because it's like mishandling of anything, even something good, it is not going to do you well. But it's like anything, even mishandling of something good is not going to do us very much good. And so we are talking a little bit about, you know, heavy metal storage in different parts of the body and how the body is adaptive and it's never trying to sabotage you. And it's never trying to like make your life horrible or punish you. Like these thoughts come from a flawed medical system because they can't give us answers for everything. And so then they just kind of blame it on something, whether that's you or the body, telling you you're either crazy or telling you your body is sabotaging you because of something you did, whether that's a choice you made dietary, or maybe it's a choice you made that led to a certain trauma or whatever that may be. And so God gives us these gifts. And if we don't listen and like truly use them well, like through him, like through his power, not through our own, then it's just like we kind of talked about, it's like the similar thing of like a heavy metal in the body is if your body is holding on to heavy metals, it's because it is lacking something and it's trying to like hold on to what it does have to protect you. And so it's like with halogens, like your body needs iodine. Your body doesn't need like fluoride from toothpaste. But if it's given that fluoride from toothpaste, it's going to put it into that placeholder because of the same, you know, like cellular size and weight. But when you finally basically then give the body what it needs, you know, whatever that is that you're lacking, and it's pretty easy to find out once you listen, then your body will start doing what it needs to do. Like the heavy metals in your body will start to move, and the thoughts that maybe were never processed that need to be processed will begin to be processed. And it's a painful and sometimes very uncomfortable experience. But that's necessary, you know, for growth. And so like the whole point of that is we were saying, like, think of the gifts you've been given, the people that have been placed in your life, and allow yourself to use them as resources, but not to like hoard them or become obsessive over them or stress over them. Because if you do that, you won't heal and you'll probably be in a worse place than when you began, because now you have more knowledge that you're more obsessed with and you're more stressed about. So yeah, that relates to something we were saying. I'm just slightly distracted.
You're good. One thing that I love too, that you spoke about earlier when you were sharing your story of origin that's led you here, there's that point in time when you were experiencing almost like all of the inundation of like Herxheimer type reactions to your body, like detoxing, like beginning to like break up. Like that's what I heard in that, mm-hmm. like when you weren't feeling super great, like after you've already initiated some of that healing process that started the greater detox, and how much, like, I don't doubt began moving and shifting in your life to support like your body's ability to like clear everything. Cause I'm of the belief set that we will magnetize in certain life events to help facilitate in a detox process so that our body can actually find the reconciliation that it's desiring. Cause our bodies are always seeking reconciliation. That's why a lot of people, like in dating, for example, say that they end up dating like the same exact person, like over and over again, just with like a different name or different like face, but that the same behavior sets are attracted like into their path. And I believe a lot of that happens, but can tell an awful lot. Like if you're attuned to your body and can understand like A, the things that you're craving, or B, the things that keep on happening in the physical expression that you're already experiencing, it will end up telling you an awful lot about what organ system is asking for support, or where it is that you're being asked to really hand things over to God to be able to digest and metabolize and thus like integrate things into your system on deeper levels.
Yeah. And I love that you brought that up, because if people just stop for a second and think of their symptoms or their ailments, or, you know, just like kind of journal what's going on, they'll notice repetition, you know, in it. Like, oh, even something as much as just really stepping back and noticing, I always hit my right shoulder on the wall when I walk by it. I don't remember what that's called, but I learned about that a while ago. And that's like really fascinating to me. And maybe you can touch more on that, but like, that's something that I will, like, if I'm ever feeling like, you know, out of tune with my body, or, and then I'm like, I keep stubbing my right toe on anything. Like I don't even understand what's going on. So if you want to talk about that a little bit, cause I feel like, I don't remember if we talked about that before or in the RCP, but I just remember hearing about that and being like, oh, okay.
This to me is like one of the fascinating parts of the body. There's different cultures that have like offered this type of information to us. Like I love studying traditional Chinese medicine, because I think that the pathology as well as the virtues of the organ systems tell us an awful lot. It's like understanding the seven deadly sins, but then also the seven virtues of like in principles that we've been offered to like live by, right? Like this is, going to the right side is more generally associated to the masculine energy. And because the right side is where the liver sits, it's that like male, it's also referred to as the governor in traditional Chinese medicine. So usually if there's some sort of like overuse of self-will, like that's where I find that a lot of the relationship with God will continue to happen. And like the right shoulder is connected with the liver, as well as like right under the right shoulder blade too, of like all of the lymphatic system that like dumps down into the liver. Whereas like the left side from a TCM standpoint is connected to the spleen, which is connected to the earth, which is connected to the mother. And then you also have the protecting of the heart that happens, right? Because we have in traditional Chinese medicine, they group the spleen and the pancreas together. So if a person is craving a lot of like sweet stuff, there's something happening with like blood sugar regulation, or like there could be like a desire to, or an attempt to protect the heart also, or there's some sort of like feminine energy of being open to receive, like the sweetness of life is something that'll happen, like that is associated with the left side of the body.
That's so cool. And it's like, people will sometimes, like Christians will sometimes be afraid to like do acupuncture or take Chinese herbs. And I'm just like, all of this was created by God. A lot of it has been, what's the word? I can't think of the word, but it's has been like kind of taken off and made its own little thing. And that's, you know, not so great, but it's like, these herbs are from the earth. These like meridians in your body were designed by God. Like I respond so well to acupuncture. My body responds so well to acupuncture. And for some reason, anytime I think of acupuncture, I just imagine this like this line drawn down the middle of my body and the right side of my body, just like full of energy that needs to escape. And like you're talking about that masculine. And those are my tendencies growing up with a single mom, growing up, not knowing my dad. He was addicted to drugs and alcohol and he died when I was 9. And then having a stepdad that was not present and never really having that. And so I adopted that role as for myself to be my own dad, to be my own masculine figure. And so in marriage, that's been this like unlearning hit in my shoulder all the time on the walls. Because it's like, I have to let that energy escape from me because it's not necessary anymore because I have a husband who does fulfill that role. But it's been like a very hard thing in marriage and parenting, just to really embrace like that feminine side of me and know that I don't have to be, you know, yes, we have like both masculine and feminine parts, like all people do, but like I can be a woman and my husband can be the man. And it's just really interesting. Like, anytime I do acupuncture, it's like all the needles in the right side of my body. I do like deep, like trigger, deep release acupuncture. And they grab those needles so hard. And every time they release, like the left side of my body, they come out so easy. The right side, blood, like every single needle, like there's so much energy output going on there and pulse, you know, she's checking my pulse and my acupuncturist is just brilliant. She studied in China and, it's just really fascinating to me because I can always feel it. And I know I have those tendencies because of life experiences and medical experiences and whatever. And so it's like, you have to take all of that into account and you have to be open to balancing your body and letting go of things and like having hard conversations and being uncomfortable and vulnerable, you know, in order to heal.
Yeah, that's really one of the beautiful things. And to touch on too, I was at a holistic dentist back in December, having them look at, because of my history with bulimia, I've done quite a number on my teeth. But that was the first time that I had it pointed out to me that it's actually written biblically that we are supposed to eat bitter herbs anytime we eat flesh. And I think it's so interesting because those of us that have existed in new of the pro-metabolic spaces, like when somebody has really low stomach acid and they have a difficult time breaking down like animal protein, that we always say to take bitters and stuff. And yet like the preservation of a nation, we've been told and it's been written for us to be able to receive like how the body actually functions in all of those ways, which ties into the like, you know, bitterness from a TCM standpoint is connected to the heart, right? Like, yes. Can we actually receive life? Can we actually break it down to metabolize it, to be able to discern everything in our system?
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. We just do a whole episode on like biblical nuances and congruencies. Cause yeah, like literally a client comes and that's exactly what I'll do. Okay, either bitters or bitter herbs, bitter roots, bitter, whatever it may be. But then it's like, my words are just not here today because of how tired I am, but like, why aren't we doing that just regularly? Like even us who aren't dealing with bile issues, like having those bitters and having bitter teas and just like also the obsession with removing weeds, which are normally bitter, like from yards and gardens and whatever. And it's like very needed. It's all there for a purpose. So, yeah, well, that's really interesting.
Well, part of it too, Ashley, that I think is where we've been really conditioned around this. I experienced this in being a mother, and Grayson has a tendency to get a lot of headaches because he won't eat or he won't drink enough water or, you know, mineralize his body with like electrolytes while he's doing activity. And so he'll end up with migraines. And I was talking to him this morning, like reminding him to make sure that he packed like fluids with him. He went out to go help caddy like at the golf course. And he said, but I don't have a headache yet. And I said, yeah, but it's the preservation of your body, right? Like it's the preservation of the nation. It's how do we actually hold ourselves with intentionality rather than chasing symptoms all the time? Like this to me is the stewardship of what we've been gifted, where we meet things like from a standpoint before we go into crisis mode to elicit change. And so that's the part to me that's really fascinating. And just to speak to also that really landed for me this weekend is while at the retreat, I got locked out of my room on accident and the master key hadn't been returned by somebody else yet. And so I ended up sleeping. I had just been in the chapel, like praying and like I'm in a really deep process for where I am both in my spiritual walk and like my physical body like journey, as well as like just what's happening in my life. And so I was sitting and praying and meditating and like handing stuff like over to God. And I came back to the room and my room was locked. And mind you, like I'm in a place of like deep transition around like the living situation. And I was like, when I first arrived to the retreat, they didn't have a room for me. And I was like, LOL, this is hilarious. God, what is it that you want me to learn? And so I ended up going and trying to like sleep on the floor of the chapel. And I was like, how perfect. I'm sleeping at the feet of Jesus right now, like in this church. And so in that process, because I could only sleep for like 30 minutes, I was like, okay, we're going to like anchor into the body and really like feel this. And the message that had came through when I was in that communion of asking, like, what is it that I'm intended to learn, was that our security and safety and feeling of home comes from the internal experience first and foremost that we must feel, which was like a really beautiful gift to receive. But then in the midst of, you know, what could have been an opportunity to like flail around and be like, I'm locked out. I can't believe this. This is so terrible. The room adjacent to the chapel, like had the Book of Psalms open and it was all about rejoice, rejoice. And what I'm often reminded of in that time of like, when we are meeting life's trials and tribulations, what's our first reaction? Like, is it contributing to the magnesium burn rate, which is like, when we're in a place of fear and panic, or are we actually meeting it with like the ability to rejoice in the trials and tribulations that then actually keeps our magnesium like moving through our cells and the creation of ATP and energy to be able to meet what is being presented to us with faith and hope? Because enthusiasm, I don't know if you know the etymology of the word enthusiasm, it's to be filled with God. And so like, do we meet like what happens in our life with enthusiasm? And that to me is the ability to have like a basal body temperature that is high, that then the spirit of a person actually comes online and is like being filled.
Because think of when people say like, oh, they're so cold. Like that person's so cold. You know, it's like, we know, and like we use these terms and phrases and that makes sense. Like if a person is cold, they're not enthusiastic, they're not filled with God. Usually they are depleted, they're dysregulated, and you can sense it, you can feel it, or you can see it like in their eyes or whatever it may be.
Which I don't know if you've heard this before, I've talked about it in a couple different spaces, but there's in many, many different cultures, they express love to individuals by telling them that they are their liver, that they love them as much as their liver, And it's believed that the soul actually resides inside of the liver of a person, which is why people will say that the eyes are the window to the soul, because the eyes are the axillary organ system to the liver. So we are like, our ability to actually see life clearly is impacted by the health of our liver, which governs two detox pathways.
And everyone's liver is like jacked up.
Yeah. But if you think about it too, the pathology of the liver is all about anger, right? So if we're trying to break down poison, like poison, that bitterness, that anger, that resentment in our life, like if we're meeting life from that place of self-will rather than trust and faith and hope, then we're going to be in that catabolic unable to actually clear the metabolic waste from our liver that then cleans the mirror of our eyes to meet life and be able to rejoice. And so the fascinating thing too is like that cold state, which is, we don't measure cold, we measure the absence of heat. And so the really fascinating part about that too is like in those like lower heat states that like create density of an individual, like, right, like that's where the we'll have like those energy sort of blocks, because the cold, the absence of heat creates, you know, everything being pulled together. But that's when pathogens and viruses and bacteria like come alive. They're no longer in their dormant state, because that's what they want to, you know, exist in.
Yeah, to thrive in. Yeah, that's so interesting. And it's just so complex, and people have to understand that. Like, that's why it's not just about eating organic, but that's why it's not just about working out, or, you know, it's so complex and so intertwined. And I'm glad that my intention resonates and comes off, and that I literally just want people to understand their creation. Like, that's my main goal. Like, anything that I do, I'm always like, okay, my Instagram isn't all sexy and like, you know, like I'm not talking about like all these hot topics and whatever. I'm just like eat from your farm, like eat from your local farm and put your feet on the ground. Like, that's really all I care that you do, and get off your phone. And I know it's going to put, people are like, you know, you're going to put yourself out of business. I'm like, I hope so. Like, I really do. I hope that everybody gets off Instagram. Cause I've had several people, like during July Wellness Challenge, I allow people to do it through email, because I have like 50 or 60 people that are involved in it that have left Instagram because I recommended they do so. And so they have to, you know, enroll through email, which is hilarious. And my assistant's like, this is very ironic, but awesome.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I really love that you offer and share with people in your course, Ashley, is like one of the first, or it's in the like things to really begin doing. And it's like weeding out the information overload. And that's such an important thing to remind people of, because we are so inundated that it ends up really creating a lot of confusion, like in our systems that block us. Like when you were speaking to what Hollis has just recently walked through, the part that like, that, I was reminded of was that he hasn't yet been instinct injured, because I make the assumption that he hasn't received anything that would end up blocking that instinct. Right. Yep. So the really beautiful thing is that he is in full constant communion with his body, and thus like the deeper knowing that he is divinely created, because that hasn't been impaired inside of him. And so like, you know, when we have received things that can end up blocking us, it will contribute to that information overload and confusion, yes, because we're unable to actually get inside of our prefrontal cortex, because we have like too much overload in our brain anyways.
Yeah, there's like no discernment remaining. And if there is, it's blocked, like physically and, you know, like emotionally. So it's just, yeah, there's nothing impeding his ability to discern and understand and like clearly see you know, it's just really cool to like have conversations with him, and he's two, and just his intelligence and his questions and his curiosity at the world and understanding, like really deep understanding. And like his prayers are just like the cutest, most precious, beloved, you know, things. And he would pray like for all his friends that were praying for him, like for his eye. And he's like, stop talking. I'm praying. And so then I'd like listen, and he just like, dear Lord, thank you for my friends and their prayers. They help me, you know, like he knows, like he really understands. And it's like the cutest thing ever. I know.
That's so sweet. Well, I know we've touched on it a few times, like in the conversation, but you've created a really awesome course that is available for women. Can you talk a little bit about like what's led you to create it, who this course is really designed for? And Yeah.
So my course is called Bare Naked Hormones, and it is the guidebook of my life, basically, that I created to step back into my body's natural divine ability to heal, like after so many years of being unwell and not understanding and just basically like just complete removal from my body, coming back into that and then finally being able to heal. So it's the guide I created for myself that I then turned into a blueprint for other women to go through. And it's how I got from PCOS to pregnant, and how, you know, I don't have Hashimoto's anymore, and how I don't have celiac anymore. And how like I used to only be able to eat 7 foods, and now I don't even have one food that I can't eat. It's just like removing your body from that inflammatory state, not even just like inflammatory from food, but like inflammatory from reactions and the way you perceive things, and walking you simply through how to achieve that balance within your body. And like you said, we start by eliminating excess noise and chaos, because you can't take in much more if your body's already inundated. And so that's why I have like the 15-minute like purge through email, purge through Instagram, unfollow. Because if you're getting the opinion of 4,000 people a day, that's extremely stressful and overstimulating and unhealthy, like not natural. I read some interesting quote that said, like, before the age of internet, you would have developed a close relationship with 200 people over your lifetime. And now we like closely see into every single person's life that we follow. And it's very stressful and inundating, because yes, while it's a blessing, social media, and we can pray for people that we maybe not weren't able to, that's very overstimulating. Like now seeing the misfortunes of every single person on the internet, or the opinions of every single person on the internet, like that is really inundating and stressful. And so that's the first thing we do, is we talk about like, how can we quiet the noise so we can create space to relearn information? And then we have a whole section on unlearning, like we talked about, diagnosis. A diagnosis is basically your death wish. Like, this is what you have to have forever. And that's not the case, but like, you have to truly believe that if you want to heal. And then we talk everything in the course comes back to hormones. It's called Bare Naked Hormones. So it's like stress and hormones, sleep and hormones, lifestyle, diet, all of it, and hormones, because our hormones run on minerals. And that's like the whole basis of the entire course, because that wasn't the missing piece for my health journey. And there's action points, like, so it's very attainable and achievable. And for those who are like goal focused, you know, you get that satisfaction. And those who are just like, I need this information to make educated choices, like that's there for you. And the course is for, I have entire families that go through it, because with anything I teach, I never want it to be like this intense protocol that you have to put your kid on, and the world now revolves around them because they can only eat 3 foods and have to take these supplements at this time of the day. Like, that is never my intention. My intention is to simplify. So it's like your whole family can go through this course together. Your husband, your spouse, your brother, your dad, like, can go through this with you. It is designed specifically for women. So if a man was going through it, they just you know, they don't, well, yeah, they can learn about the menstrual cycle because it's important they know too, but it doesn't apply to them. But it's just for women who are overwhelmed, confused, just feeling like maybe stuck wherever they are. Just, I don't know what step to take next, whether I've just learned about the word organic or I've been on my health journey for 10 years and I just feel stuck like that. Cause that's where I was. I had spent thousands and thousands and thousands of countless of hours researching and was really educated, but I was still stuck. Like I couldn't, no specialist could help me. No hormone doctor. I was working with some of the top hormone doctors in the nation that are really well known. And they're just like, your progesterone is like postmenopausal levels. That's just the way it is. You're going to have to take a bioidentical. And I never, ever even took a bioidentical progesterone, even like a natural YAM, anything. Like I literally raised it with the support of minerals and lifestyle. And so I do teach people, like, if someone is interested in, you know, a natural progesterone support and stuff like that, if you don't want to wait as long as I did, but just showing that it, I never did any even bioidentical or natural, like, you know, hormone replacement to get my body to like youthfulness again, from like a 80 or 90 year old state to youthfulness again.
Yeah, that's so incredible. I didn't realize that you hadn't taken any bioidentical like progesterone. I know the journey that I took my body on while thrashing for so long, like I was just in such a depleted place that I've needed that additional support of different things, but like with very intentional usage that isn't just haphazard. And so I think it speaks so highly to what it is that our bodies are really, really capable of if we're able to meet it in that place of reverence and intentionality behind the way in which we were created. And so I am a big fan of your course, and it's impacted mm-hmm. my life in so many ways. And so it's such a gift. I know right now you are running a deal for $50 off, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's to celebrate the end of the Simple Wellness Challenge, which is the challenge we run. This was our second annual one. So it's the entire month of July. It's a free challenge. This year we had like over $5,000 worth of prizes. It's pretty, I'm always just blown away when the brands reach out and are like, we'll give you an air doctor. We'll give you like Pact, the organic clothing company. They're like, we'll give every single winner $100 gift card to our site. Just like crazy stuff. My course is in there, you know, like really, really good prizes. And it's all like, I don't make money off of it. I probably lose money off of it somehow, but it's like all about how can I spur women to action? Because that's like a huge theme in everything I do, is like, we can take in all this information and we can either do something with it or we can let it ferment in our minds and cause like more confusion. And that's normally the route people take. And so I'm like, how can I inspire action in really simple, free steps? And if it's not free, it's something you're already paying for anyway. So it's like, you already have to buy food. So instead, like get it from a local farmer kind of thing. But it's like, put your feet on the earth, pick weeds from your garden and put them in water and make sun tea, get the sun in your eyes, like really free things that literally change people's lives. Like the testimonials that we get, a woman commented this year, I participated last year and got the gift of my baby. Like that, I'm just like, what, you know, like crazy stuff. Or people that are like, I don't like have to have 4 cups of coffee anymore because I have energy from the sun and from putting my feet on the earth. So just, it's to celebrate that free challenge that we do in July and to reward everyone, even those who don't win a prize. And so it's $50 off through August 7th. And then Paris has a link, like a link that you guys can use specifically. And so make sure you go through her link if you're on here, because that's where you heard about the course. And then once you join in the course, you get access to like the private community, which is like the gold mine of women, you know, sharing health history and questions and just like, you know, things that maybe aren't specifically talked about in the course, but we like dive deep into in the group.
Yeah. And then there's a video conversation that we had a year ago that's in the private group too.
Yes.
So strongly encourage, like, the investment for the course is well worth it to be able to access. And I know you've had some other really brilliant women in and have the recordings of there for people to be able to revisit, that I think is absolutely amazing and well worth the investment in in the gifting of to yourself, the deeper education and remembrance around like how we were created to exist on this planet.
Yeah. And just for such, like, just such a cheap price. People are always like, why is your course this cheap? I'm like, cause I want everyone to be able to take it. And it costs more money to work one-on-one with someone. And this is like all the information that you need to start with. Like anybody, this is the basic information that anybody needs to start with. So it's like the foundational stuff. And then if you're dealing with really, you know, intense mold toxicity, or you're doing rehab, you know, like then you work with someone who's more specialized, but these are the foundations that every person needs.
Yeah. And I think it's so beautiful that like what you encourage people to do through the challenge in July is like these really, really simplistic tools that we have access to all the time that are part of this beautiful creation, that can really impact things in such like monumental ways that isn't the investment of thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Into exactly. Something. Yeah. Cause all about how do we simplify in everything, budget, resources, choices, everything. Like it does, this is not supposed to be like this hard, never ending race, you know, to enjoy your life.
Yeah. It's the overstriving, right? Like that's such that cellular expression of like overstriving, the need to chase some arbitrary of truth that is like another, you know, allopathic, monotheistic type of, you know, entry point in. It's so much more simple than that. And so thank you for what you've created and allowed to flow through you, Ashley. It's such a gift to be able to have conversation with you and to be able to experience like the beautiful victory over everything that you share with everyone, and the deeper healing that you've done on your body and the gift that you've given your son in that. Also, I think that that's a beautiful thing that we talked about before pressing record was like, you know, I don't doubt that what Hollis has experienced in this like very miraculous healing is such a testimony to your like intentionality and care of your own body and thus the care of your family. And so that's beautiful to witness.
I love that. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's a complete honor. And yeah, guys, use that link of hers. Get Paris. That's her affiliate link. So she will make money through that. So make sure that you use that link and not just one like off of my website so we can bless her as well. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure, Ashley. Thank you.
And there you have it. Thank you so much for joining me today. Ashley's course and information on how to get in contact with Ashley can be found below in the show notes. If you have a desire to collaborate on your health journey with me, you can find me at Instagram at Paris, P-A-R-R-I-S, and 5 underscores, or at school.of.the.sacred, or feel free to email me at hello@parishodges.com. Until next time, let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Father, we just humbly come before you with hearts full of thanksgiving and gratitude for the opportunity to learn more about you. Thank you for the brilliance of Ashley, and thank you for each listener who was guided here today to this conversation. May the words that were spoken and shared here continue to contribute to our remembrance of the intelligently designed way in which you gifted us life. We thank you for the opportunity and just pray these things in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. And everybody said, Amen.